This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President Draupadi Murmu said that India has become a pioneer in oceanic transport, shipbuilding, and the ability to harness the monsoon building sea capacity. Addressing the huge gathering of the Navy Day celebration at the Blue Flag Beach at Puri in Odisha yesterday, the president said that India is a great maritime nation with its long coastline, island territory, and developed maritime infrastructure. The president said that the Indian Navy will continue to ensure the maritime security to the nation and greatly support the nation to become a Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Navy Day at the Blue Flag Beach of Puri marked the anniversary of the Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. It displayed over 15 ships and marines and more than 40 aircrafts with the support of the marine commandos and the personnel from the Indian Army. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence in those in the close cooperation between India and Gulf Cooperation Council would be a further strengthened under the Kuwait's ongoing presidency of the GCC. Foreign Minister of Kuwait, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya, called on the Prime Minister at his official residence in Delhi yesterday. They discussed the measures to enhance the cooperation in trade, investment, energy, technology, culture, and strong people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi thanked the leadership of Kuwait for taking care of 1 million strong Indian community living in the Kuwait. They exchanged views on the situation in West Asia and expressed the support of the early return of peace, security, and the stability in the nation. Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk and Queen Justin Pema Wangchuk will be on a 2-day visit to India from today. During the visit, the King of Bhutan will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi, External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar, and the senior officials of the government who will call on the King of Bhutan. India and Bhutan enjoy the unique ties of friendship and cooperation, which are characterized by mutual understanding and trust. They shall visit and provide both sides an opportunity to review the entire gamut of bilateral cooperation and advance the bilateral partnership. In Maharashtra, the leaders of Mahayuti, including the BJP's Devendra Fadnavis, Shiv Sena's leader and caretaker, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, and NCP Ajit Pawar met with Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai yesterday to claim a government, to form the government, and they submitted the letter signed by a total of 237 MLAs from the Mahayuti to the governor. The BJP Central Observers, Union Family Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and the former Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, along with other leaders, were also present. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis is set to become the next Chief Minister of the state. He will take oath for the third time today at 5:30 p.m. in Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Meanwhile, in Jharkhand, the expansion of the cabinet of Hemant Soren government will take place today at 12:30 p.m. in Ranchi, and a total of 11 ministers are scheduled to take the oath at Raj Bhavan. ISRO has scheduled its launch for PSLV C-57 Proba 3 mission due to an anomaly detected in the spacecraft. This launch is now scheduled for today at 16:12 from Satish Dhawan Space Centre at Sriharikota. Earlier, it was launched at 4:08 yesterday. The world's largest domestic rooftop solar scheme, PM Suryaghar Muft Bijli Yojana, is set to surpass 10 lakh installers in March 2025. Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said that 6.3 lakh rooftop solar has been installed within 9 months of its launch. The ministry said that the government has set a target to install 1 crore rooftop solar by March 2027. It said that the states such as Gujarat, Maharashtra, Kerala and Uttar Pradesh have demonstrated exceptional progress, and reflecting a robust infrastructure and stakeholder collaboration, the ministry said that the scheme has also significantly simplified consumer processes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.